It was do or die time for Dave Reichert and the Reichert campaign. He needed to have a stellar performance last night. He needed to have a convincing victory in his debate with Bob Ferguson in Spokane, because this is the only other debate Ferguson has agreed to. He's been ducking any other debates. In fact, he backed out of an earlier one. And so this was Dave Reichert's chance to make it or not. Well, he made it. And he won convincingly last night. And he joins us right now on the John Carlson Show here 4 minutes after 8 o'clock. Mr. Reichert, good morning and congratulations.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
You sound pretty subdued for a guy who just had the best night of his campaign.
Well, you know, it's pretty easy when you've had a failed 12 years. There are a lot of things that you can point to where he had an opportunity to be a leader and to make them some decisions that would actually benefit the people of Washington State. So last night was just an opportunity to point out all of the failed leadership and just his ability to be not seen and not heard when we're going through so many difficult problems today.
Let me play. It's an extended clip, so please bear with us, but I want to play what I thought was the moment where this debate and maybe this race changed course. This is when you were given an opportunity to ask him a question. He was given an opportunity to ask you one as well. But you wanted him to drill down on taking accountability for the crime, the fentanyl, the overdose deaths that have taken place on his watch as the state's top law enforcement officer. Have a listen, everyone. This is how it went down.
Mr. Reichert, time for your question directly to Mr. Ferguson.
Bob, first you were on the King County Council where you raised taxes by $1 billion. Now the tax burden for families is higher than ever. Then you became Attorney General. And during your 12 years as the state's chief law enforcer, crime has skyrocketed, murders have more than doubled, the drug crisis has gotten deadlier. After you urged lawmakers to decriminalize fentanyl. If you're not responsible for any of this, Bob, who is?
As Attorney General, I work with local prosecutors. We've already covered sexually violent predators. They send their cases to me there. Guess what else? As Attorney General, I don't actually have the legal authority to prosecute a case if someone breaks into your car. That's your local prosecutor. But we have a criminal division because prosecutors can ask my team to take a case if they have a conflict or lack the resources, for example, to bring a murder case. And guess what they do? Both Republican prosecutors who endorse my opponent and Democratic prosecutors who endorse me, they send their toughest cases to me and my team. Why? Because they know Dave will use the rule of law to hold folks accountable and stand up for victims year after year, county after county, case after case. You may want to belittle those hardworking folks. I value them.
That is time. Mr. Reichert, 60 seconds.
Well, first of all, I don't think you answered the question. Like I asked you, who's responsible? You've been there 12 years. Are you responsible, Bob? Answer the question, please. Are you responsible? If you're not responsible, who is?
Dave, I think that's when the momentum in the debate certainly changed, maybe the race as well.
I wasn't surprised he wasn't able to answer the question or he didn't want to answer the question. He doesn't understand what leadership is. And leadership is, you know, you make tough decisions. And sometimes people ask tough questions about why you made those decisions. You have to have the courage to stand up and say why you made those decisions. Yes, I'm the one responsible. And he's not able to do that. And I do think it was a pivotal moment in the debate. because he was thrown off his game, I think, for the rest of the night.
Well, and then the issue came up during the question over DEI, which is diversity, equity, inclusion, which is not about treating people equally, regardless of race, ethnicity, et cetera, but actually, instead of minimizing race, it magnifies it and often causes racial division and tension. And after you answered this question, and then came this.
But where was Bob when we talk about DEI, when we talk about equality? Where was Bob when the ugly head of anti-Semitism raised up on the university campuses here in Washington State? Where was Bob? Where was Bob's voice? You didn't hear a peep out of Bob.
That is your time.
Woo! Okay, that's what people have been waiting to hear. And I've got to tell you, we've been friends for over 30 years. And yeah. I've been, participating in events, and I've been watching you in action. I've seen you give speeches. I've seen you on panels. I've seen you in previous debates. I've never seen a performance like last night. What happened?
Well, Bob, John, here's the thing. I think I was trying to express the frustration of just about every Washingtonian in this state. I'm fed up, and you could tell. Fed up with the lack of leadership. You could tell I'm just absolutely disgusted with his response. You can't allow people to impede just because you happen to be of one ethnicity. You're going to stop Jewish students from going to class. You're going to rip their flag out of their hand. You're going to push them, shove them, and no one says anything. What happened to the rule of law? He talks about being the top law enforcer in the state. He had an opportunity right there to say to the University of Washington, this has got to stop. When I'm governor, that's what I'm going to do. This is going to stop. John, you remember WTO. I marched 350 deputies out on that street, and we started making arrests, and we brought law and order to Seattle, along with the Seattle Police Department, WSP, Bellevue, and every other police department that was down there, downtown. But it took all of us working together. It took leadership, and it's a very simple thing. You hold people accountable to the law. You have the right to express your views, but you do not have the right to stomp on the rights of other people. And you can't pick and choose, and that's what he's doing.
I believe it was the spring of 2017. A Jewish professor at Evergreen State College was literally hounded off the campus at Evergreen because the students, radical student groups with sympathetic staff, had declared that there was going to be a day where white faculty and students were asked not to come to school, not to come to campus. If you could believe this, this was actually going on at Evergreen. And when Professor Weinstein, who had impeccable liberal credentials, said, no, that's not how civil rights law or policy ought to work, and he dared show up, he was hounded and had to hold his classes off campus. And I'm thinking, when that's going on, Evergreen, as the crow flies, is just a few miles from Jay Inslee's office. And from Bob Ferguson's office, the top law enforcement officer and the top executive in Washington, why are they letting this happen? Why are they not speaking out? I think Governor Dave Reichert would have spoken out.
Oh, absolutely. I believe that we're all equal. and I don't care about titles. People can call me Dave. I don't care about whatever title I've ever held in my career. But we are all human beings in this world together. We are all equal. Diversity, when they talk about diversity, they laughed at me last night when I said It's divisive. They laughed at me last night from his side of the
live
of the audience. When I said, you know what, America is the greatest country in the world for opportunity. We're not perfect, but we have to start focusing on how we're alike instead of how we're different. And we're alike a lot more than how we're different.
Dave Reichert, again, shocking a lot of people with a debate performance. He not only won the debate, but he dominated the debate and a clear winner and fresh momentum for the Reichert for Governor campaign. Check out his website, Reichert, that's R-E-I-C-H-E-R-T, ReichertForGovernor.com, that's ReichertForGovernor.com. Dave Reichert, I assume you're going to ask for Ferguson to make good on one more debate between the two of you.
Well, we've agreed to a couple of others, and he's not responding.
He's not picking up the phone.
I'm assuming he's not going to give me another opportunity. But I do want to remind people of this, John.
Yeah.
It is so important that they fill out their ballots. It is so important to vote on those initiatives. Vote yes, pay less. Vote for Dave Reichert. Vote for Pete Serrano. Mm-hmm. Vote for Jamie Butler. We can do this if people actually turn out and vote.
No, I think so, too. And, you know, I've often said throughout the year, if there is a year in which we can do it, it's after 12 years of failure when people are upset about crime, drugs, homelessness, and government dysfunction. So this is the year it can happen if we have the right candidate. Dave Reichert is the right candidate who can make this happen. So congratulations.
Yeah. Well, thank you, John.
And again, check out his website and volunteer or donate or get involved. ReichertForGovernor.com. Before you go, I wanted to give you an anecdote here that Philip Jay was reminding us of. Chris Daniels from King 5, formerly of King, now with Como 4,
right.
Had a camera crew in tow, and he approached Bob Ferguson as he was leaving and asked, a couple of questions here. And what did he say, Philip J?
Ferguson just basically said he had an event to get to. Yeah.
So, again, even though he had everything ready
to go. Have time to stop and talk.
Didn't have time to answer any questions. You, on the other hand, sat down for an interview after the debate.
Yeah. Yes, I got it. I'm glad you brought this up because after the first debate on King 5, we had a press conference scheduled, and he had agreed to go. And then after the debate, told Joyce Taylor that he was not going to be attending. He had to get home and be with his children. And so he left the studio. Didn't want to take any questions from the press corps. Last night, there was also a press conference that I attended, and then I also did a separate interview with Chris Daniels. Mr. Ferguson didn't attend either one of those events.
There you go. That tells you who won the debate. All right. Dave, thanks very much for joining us on short notice. Really appreciate it. And again, congratulations.
Yeah, hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having me on.